just a human being, yeah. Just a human being, just a human being, yeah. Just a human being.
Welcome, welcome, you guys. Let's come into the room, have ourselves a good seat, and let's turn the volume up and let's get into it. Listen, I said a prayer before I started recording this episode for today, and was just asking God to bring the words to me and through me so that I can have this relate and connect with whoever is meant to hear this today. It's a powerful and impactful word today, I feel, my fellow human beings. And I'm going to be humble, open, and transparent. I was very frustrated recording this episode today, for today's episode. I had pre-recorded an episode that just, it was a home run. It was so powerful, so impactful, so, it was so good, y'all. It was so good, y'all. Just to realize when playing the episode back prior to making any edits or, you know, getting ready to schedule it to post, that the mic died on me halfway through the episode. So the recorder was still going, but the mic died. And I didn't notice it until I played it back. And I was devastated. I was so devastated. And I had like lost my motive in that moment to try to recapture it. Because what I want my listeners to understand is this isn't pre-scripted. This isn't premeditated on. When I record these episodes, it's literally in real time. It's literally raw. It's real. It's uncut. It's coming from a deep place in that moment, and my ability to connect and to try to come up with relatable topics. And things that I can resonate with and things that I personally relate to, that I feel others may benefit from or that others may also be going through. And that's not easy to do. So I was so frustrated. Like, why? I had the perfect audio. And in that moment, like, I just wanted to, I was just disappointed. I wanted to just be like, okay, maybe I'll just skip this week. But at the same time, I'm not the type of person and who I am today, who God has molded me into today, to give up and to quit. And that's what we're going to be talking about, right? Because the old me would have just been like, you know what? Forget about it. And like, let's try again next week, because it was already the day before the episode was supposed to release, and working a full-time job on top of trying to launch these passion projects and trying to be consistent with it and trying to show up every day, not just for myself, but for whoever is listening in on a consistent basis, whoever does look forward to these podcast episodes, whoever these get to and whoever this does touch. I would be disappointing those people. I would be breaking the consistency that I had initiated for myself when I first started this thing. So I'm just having a moment right now where I'm taking a look back as to what I would normally do or how I would normally carry that frustration and how I would react to it. And I'm choosing something different this time. I'm choosing something different, right? I told myself, you know, I took accountability for where I needed to take accountability at. And for me, that's procrastination. You know, after getting off of my, you know, my day job, it's tiring to want to, you know, go straight into my second full-time job, right? Which is, you know, the business endeavors, the passion projects, and everything that I've launched thus far. And it isn't all for nothing. So Some days I'm super, super motivated. And they don't tell you this. People don't think about this from a content creator's perspective. It's having to be motivated and to find inspiration in the little things on a day-to-day basis, to be able to share and to connect with the world around you, is it's hard. And then having technical difficulties and capturing moments and it being messed up or something happening, things accidentally, you know, ruining content and you having to recapture the essence of something that came naturally and that came authentically, and to try to redo that. Oh, man, like, they don't prepare you for the times where you are in the middle of doing your content. And I don't know, I've had instances where, like, I'll hiccup or burp or sneeze or something. I'm like, dang. And it's like hard to cut it out and then to try to re-record it and make it seamless and the editing. And oh, my goodness. So I feel like I'm starting to break into what it means to be a creator in that sense, and to stick to it and to choose the high road, to shift my perspective and to choose a new way instead of breaking down, closing myself off, and having a little temper tantrum internally and throwing myself back into the cycle of inconsistency, right? So yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're talking about cycles, right? We're going to get into it. cycles, right? I don't know about y'all, but I get so sick and tired of staying in the same cycles, repeating life lessons, right? Getting thrown into seasons of struggle because of my decision to go back to who I was and not lean into who God called me to be, a renewed sense of self, choosing a better way, not leaning into what I may be feeling in the moment, because with strong emotions and reacting to them in the moment can come later severe consequences and setbacks, and seasons of struggle because of how we decide we want to react to something. You know, what may have worked for you in one season may not work for you in this season. So we're talking about cycles, patterns, chains. Other times we're chained to these same cycles and patterns, and it's time to break them, right? It's time to do something new, because otherwise we're just insane, right? We are insane if we don't decide to change something. That's literally the definition of insanity, isn't it? To continue to behave in a certain type of way and to continue to act a certain type of way, desiring different results, but still getting the same result time after time. If you always do what you've always done, you'll always be where you've always been. Again, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always be where you've always been, right? There's no growth in being comfortable. Some of us stay the same because we're comfortable. We don't need to change. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? But how do you even know if something is broke? How do you know you just didn't grow accustomed and complacent with your results as you receive them? And even though you may aspire to have something different occur, it's just you're fine. You're comfortable. You don't want more. You don't want the abundance. You don't want to push through the hard moments, right? You don't want to be uncomfortable. You don't want the feelings of strain. You don't want to go through that pain and that discomfort of bending and moving in different ways that you may not be used to, right? But we have to also understand that all pain isn't bad pain, right? We have the pain that holds us back. We have the pain that keeps us in low places. We have the pain that enables us to continue through these cycles, right? Cycles, cycles. I keep talking about cycles. What am I talking about? Relationally, right? Dating the same spirit in different men, and it just resurfacing, going through the same thing over and over and over again, right? It's just coming back up in the next relationship, in the next relationship, in the next relationship, right? Cycles. What cycles? What am I talking about? Professionally, right? Right? Every job that you've had, it can't be the job every single time, right? You know, we can't blame the workplace environment for all of our shortcomings and for the reasons why it's not working out, right? Here we are on our fifth job in the past 2 years. Right? And that's not to say, you know, some jobs, some companies, they really don't care about their employees. I will say that. Some jobs treat their employees like ID numbers and nothing else. They have no compassion, no understanding, and they don't treat us like we're human beings, like we experience life and that we do our best on different days and that may look different, right? But other companies, they do care. And I can say that about my job as well. They definitely care. They care about their employees. They understand. They extend grace, mercy, because Lord knows I should have definitely had my foot out the door a long time ago, as much time as I've taken away from my role to try to regroup and going through life be life and okay sometimes. But my point is, like, we find ourselves going through these cycles, right? We quit that job because, you know, like, I ain't like the people there. They always got an attitude. Nobody knows how to do their job. Like, I'm out here fending for myself and I'm struggling in my role and nobody seems to care. Like, it's a hot ass mess. It's disorganized, this and that, yada, 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 right? And then you go into the next job. And what happens? Something similar. You there for 30 days, 90 days. You get your you know, sometimes you only have for 2 weeks before you just start no calling, no showing, right? Cycles, 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 cycles. What am I talking about? Personal behavioral patterns. Personal behavioral patterns. You said new year, new me 3 years ago, and you still doing the same stuff that you was doing 3 years ago. You know, and I'm guilty of it too in some sense, right? Cycles, 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 cycles. What am I talking about? Finances, right? I'm talking about finances too. Some of us are coming into our tax refunds right now, our tax refunds, and we told ourselves last year, you know, oh, when I get my tax return, you know, come February, March, this and that, I'm going to put that money aside. I'm going to get a car. I'm going to put it aside for a down payment for a house. I have plans for this, this and that, yada, yada, yada. And what happens? Fashion Nova, Shein, DoorDash, Uber Eats, VIP sections in the club, because in the club we all fam. You get a shot, you get a shot, you get a shot. Everybody gets shots on me, on my tab. Like, what? New pair of Jordans, shoes, adding to your collection, that new bag, that Birkin bag that you've been having your eyes like. What is going on? Cycles, 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 cycles. Right? A lot of us say that we don't want change because we're comfortable with where we're at. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, but like I said, a lot of pain isn't bad pain. Some pain is growing pains, baby. Some pain is growing pains. And me re-recording this episode right now, I'm going through some growing pains. I'm experiencing it in regards to my passion projects, because I'm starting to bump into hiccups and walls, and the devil is a lie, because I'd be damned if I take a step back like I otherwise would have and fall off from myself, fall off from my purpose, fall off from my calling, fall off from the consistency that I place, fall off from the foundation that I'm building and that God has held my hand through to set up. I have accomplished so much in just the past 2 months. We're in the third month of the year. Okay. And I've done more in these past 2-3 months than I have in the past 2-3 years. All gas, no break. We're changing for the better. We're going through these growing pains. We're stretching. Sometimes we're going to be stretched thin, right? It's not easy to choose a different way. It's not easy to embark on a new path. It's not easy to do something differently, you know, when you're used to chaos, when you're used to dysfunction. Let's be real. A lot of us grew up in dysfunction, and that was normalized for us. So a lot of us find ourselves in relationships. A lot of us find ourselves going from job to job. A lot of us find ourselves having these internal debates and conflicts and conversations with ourselves based off of dysfunction that was passed down to us. Dysfunction, right? It has a lot to do with balance as well. Finding balance. Because while we are, just a human being, and we feel our feelings, then they're valid, you know. I'll use myself as an example, right? As to a cycle that I find myself in, that I'm breaking myself out of, and that I'm coming above, you know. I'm trying to rise above certain things here. So let me just put myself in the let me put myself in the fire real quick, you know, and just put myself on the spot. Professionally, I have been that person. Yep. The one that would, you know, start a job, feel great about it, get through the training, go through training smoothly, like a breeze, understand everything, pick up everything quickly, like know how to navigate, do what I do. I know what I'm doing. Like everything's great. Everything's aligning, falling together. It's wonderful, right? And then I would experience like a company's busy season. And different companies differ, you know. Some companies are busier during certain times of the year. Others are more steady throughout the year. Others, you know, everybody's different, you know. Differently different. But I'll go through like a busy season. I'll get burnt out, or I'll overexert myself, or I'll have a hard time trying to find balance with other things that are happening in my personal life. And I'm the kind of person that I'll try my best to keep it separate from work. But I'm human at the end of the day. And if I'm feeling burnt out, it shows. And so a lot of times I've gotten burnt out and I've kind of like shut myself down, and I would just give up. And I would just be like, you know what? I'm burnt out. I can't do this anymore. I would make excuses, you know, for myself. I would make excuses. I'd be like, oh, the company is this, the company is that, you know, this wasn't the right time to implement this, or this wasn't the right time to push this out, because we're all struggling. I'm struggling. I'm tired. I'm burnt out. I can't do this. I want out. I need to breathe. I need a break. I need, you know, and I'm running through my PTO. I'm running through, you know, calling out. My absenteeism is starting to go up, and you know, and to the point where I get workers' anxiety too. So I overthink a lot. I'll think I have one foot out the door. I think I'm about to get fired. And I'm the kind of person that I used to be, like, you can't fire me because I quit. Like, I would quit before I get fired. And that was so unhealthy. It was so unhealthy. I wouldn't even give my company the chance or the opportunity to know, or to bring my concerns to them for them to know where my pain points are. Right? I wouldn't even try. I'll always say like, oh, I'm so misunderstood. But I never gave my higher ups the opportunity to try to understand where I was coming from, or to try to understand where I was needing help, or to try to understand where I feel like I'm drowning at and where I need saving. Right? Communication is key. Not just in relationships, but professional environments as well, at work too. So in my current role, I'm taking the higher ground. I struggled going into our busy season in my current role. I struggled so bad, and we're still in it. We're starting to come out of it, hopefully soon, but November was really good. Well, let me go back a little more. October was terrible. November was very good. December was terrible. January, I started to creep my way back up, and I was like, okay, I'm doing a little better. And then February, drop the ball again, you know? And all I can do is just continue to try and to continue to push forward and to take accountability and to keep it real, keep it a buck, you know? While life happens, like, I did use a lot of my time in the first quarter of the year. I did, you know, like, and is that okay? No, it's not. It's not. But at the end of the day, you know, it happened. And if I felt like I needed the time, I needed the time. But I have to take accountability for it. And I have to be receptive to the consequences that come with it. You know, but at the same time, I have not given up. I'm not giving up. The old me would have gave up. The old me would have given in to my anxiety and my inner dialogue and would have just been like, you know what? I just give up. I'm about to just, you know, head on out and just find a way to get this work from home equipment back to them and just and wrap it up, you know. But no, I'm not giving up. You know, I know what I need to do. I know where I need to improve. And instead of running away from it, I'm going to face it. Breaking cycles. Let's talk about relationships, right? I used to be in the habit of falling for potential. You know, I wanted to connect with people that may not have been in a great place in life when, you know, when meeting them. I was drawn to it. I was drawn to the drama, thinking I could change people for the better, thinking I could add a certain type of essence to a person's life to encourage them and to inspire them to want more for themselves. And because I emitted my energy that way, I was attracting people that didn't like who they were. They didn't like where they were in life. And in return, it cost me my peace. It cost me my safety. It cost me my security. It cost me my self-esteem and my self-worth. It cost me, let's keep it a buck. It cost me my finances, my credit, right? Like, let's be real with it. And I would always get out of those relationships playing the victim. And granted, in a lot of those situations, I was a victim. But at the same time, I have to take accountability. And now that I'm on the other end of it and I understand it from another perspective, I can look back on that and be like, girl, you set yourself up. What was you even doing with somebody like that? What was you even doing? Right? Like, you set yourself up for that one. I had to hold myself accountable. Now, in the moment, my heart and my intentions and my motives were in the right place. And I was just with the wrong person, you know, at the wrong time and got the heat of it. You know what I mean? And it was a life lesson because now, you know, understanding my worth, understanding what it is that I need and require, I'm no longer asking to have people meet certain expectations. This is a requirement. Period. You know, I require communication. I require date nights. I require attention. I require ambition. I require building. I require mutual respect. I require these things now. I'm not asking for it anymore. I'm not waiting for somebody to see if they feel like, you know, contributing these things to the relationship. No, this is a requirement. Normalize letting a person show you who they are and believing them the first time they show you and or tell you. And to stop thinking that you're that woman that's going to make him change. No, 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 no. A man changes when a man feels like they're ready to change. That's it. A person will only change when they feel like they're ready to change. Can't nobody make nobody change? They can find somebody inspirational. It can lead to them feeling like they want to change, but they're not going to change on their own. Like they're not going to change because somebody tells them to. Like, ugh, that's the worst, right? That's the worst when a person asks you, well, what do you want me to do about it? What do you want me to do? How can I fix this? What do you want me to do? And you tell them, you know, in a sense, you know, yeah, people aren't mind readers and that's proper communication. But at the same time, I don't know about you, but I don't want somebody to change on my accord. I don't want somebody to do something for me just because I don't want somebody to do something for me just because I told them to. I want them to do it because it's authentically in them to do that for me. It's naturally occurring. I want somebody to do for me because they want to, not because they were asked to. do it because you love me and this is what you're doing for me anyway. Not because I have to damn near force you to do it. That doesn't feel good. So I say all that to say this, like I had to change some things about myself. I had to understand, you know, how to set certain boundaries, how to really sit with myself and ask myself, what is it that I want and what is it that I'm trying to force out of people? Nothing should be forced. It's either it's in you to do or it's not. And if it's not, then, you know, there's somebody for everybody. There's probably somebody that's on your level or, you know, radiating the way you're currently radiating. And that's great. You know, everybody, there's somebody for everybody. But I'm no longer operating out of that place. Growth. It's growth. Growing pains. Bumping my head, but so many times. I'm tired. Ain't y'all tired of hitting y'all damn heads? Ain't y'all tired? You know, and a lot of times we blame it on God. God, why? God, why? Why did you make me do this? Or why did this happen this way? Or why? Why? Where did I go wrong, God? Why did I deserve this? And you're thinking, you know, every opportunity for a relationship that comes around or every opportunity for a job that comes around or every, like, you think that everything is God. It's God. It's God. It's God. Just because it, you know, kind of lands in your lap or presents itself. But a lot of things ain't God, baby. A lot of things is us. God be in the background with his eyeballs wide as hell. Like, don't you dare. Like, I don't think that's a good idea. But our flesh gets so loud. Our desire to want to be loved and our, you know, our desire for love and our desire for comfortability and all these other things, they speak for us. We get excited because something is new or it's been a while since we've experienced a season that made us feel good. So we jump at it, you know. And the whole time, God's like, hold up, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? You know. And on the flip side, I'm thinking, you know, that my house is literally on fire. I'm thinking that, you know, I'm hearing alarms blaring and going off. And on the inside, I'm ready to jump out the window to save myself. I'm like, oh, Lord, it's time to go. It's time to jump ship. You know, it's time to leave this thing. I'm about to be in pain. I got to get out of here. You know what I'm saying? I got to beat it to the punch. I got to be the first one out. You know, I'm thinking the fire alarm's going off. I got to save myself. Each one, save yourself. Fend for yourself. Jump out that window. Whole time I'm about to prepare myself to you know break some bones and break some limbs, jumping out of a couple stories trying to save myself, and whole time God sitting there looking at me like, you know that's not the fire alarm going off, right? You know that it's just time to change the batteries. How many of us are prematurely jumping ship? And causing ourselves more pain, going based off of our initial reactions to things, instead of sitting back and fully observing and taking it to prayer and meditating on some stuff to get true clarity on things. I'm raising my hand right now. If y'all can't, you know, since y'all can't see me, I will tell you, I'm raising my hand right now. Whole time, the fire detector's not going off to warn you of smoke and to warn you of a fire, but it's chirping at you to let you know it's time to change the batteries. That's it. Time to change the batteries. It's just time to change something, right? You know? We know what that chirp sound like, too. Oh, my goodness. When them smoke detector batteries start going out and it's time to change them, that chirp gets on my nerves. But, you know, it's there for a reason. You know, it's time to reevaluate, guys. It's time to reevaluate. We gotta change some things, right? We gotta change some things. Because I don't know about you, but I'm ready for something new. I'm ready for something new. It's time for a renewed mind, a renewed heart. And it's insane. Like I said, I'll tie it back around. It is insane for us to literally continue to behave certain ways, to continue to react to certain things a certain type of way, to continue to try to find a different result, but with the same situations on repeat, the same life lessons on repeat. Aren't y'all tired of going through the same life lessons? I'm trying to tell you, man, the only way that you can embark on that new path is if you come to the conclusion that you want change. You have to want it for yourself. It's scary at first because it's uncharted territory. It is. It's uncharted territory. Right? It's uncharted territory. We don't know what comes next, but that's where God comes into play. We put our trust in God. We don't put our trust in that relationship. We don't put our trust in that job. We don't put our trust in that paycheck. We don't put our trust in you know, other things and opportunities. We put our trust in God. We don't put our trust on our own understanding because we're human. We're going to make mistakes. But God doesn't. That's where we put our trust. That's who we trust. Right? Because everything else is subject to change. Right? But I will wrap this up. Lord, I speak love and life over everybody under the sound of my voice. I speak desire of change and something new, something renewed, God. I speak vision. I speak clarity over everyone under the sound of my voice right now. I speak courage, wisdom, and discernment over everyone under the sound of my voice, for us to be able to recognize and to recognize where we've been on repeat and where we've been stuck in a cycle. And I pray that it is released. The complacency, the excuses, the hurt, the chaos, the trauma, the dysfunction, anything that is attached to keeping us paralyzed where we are, that's enabling these cycles to continue, I speak freedom over it. I speak a deliverance over it. Chains are breaking. Cycles are breaking. We are choosing new ways, new paths. God, your thoughts are not our thoughts. Your ways are not our ways. And God, everything that you have set for us to do, we trust. And we will lean into and hone in on, God. I understand that you allow us to navigate our lives the way that we may see fit because of free will. And I thank you that you are right there on the boat with us. For every time a life lesson is repeated, for every time the cycle continues, God, thank you for not taking your hand off of us. Thank you that we have made it through 100% of our hardest days because we are still here. You woke us up this morning, which means we have another chance. We have time. There's still time left to align ourselves, to be able to see the illuminated path, the different path, to a different place that you have for us. It is that I pray today. In God's magnificent name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you guys so much for hanging in there through the end of this episode. I love you guys so much. Y'all are what I do this for. I do this for me, and I do this for whoever it gets to, whoever God has this to get to. That's what I do it for. And that's why I remain consistent. And I'm so happy that I did not skip a week. And I'm so happy that I was successful in getting this out. And many more to come. And also I have an update. There's a new segment on my YouTube channel called Wine in a Word. So definitely grab yourself a nice little drinky drink and head on over every Wednesday to tune into the session. And then also the link is going to be to my YouTube channel is going to be alongside the other links in the description of the podcast. I'll also drop social media links for you guys to follow up on daily relatable content. And of course, the books. If you haven't grabbed a copy of your book yet for Just Helping Myself and the Help Book Workbook, definitely take a look at it. Check it out. But yeah, all great things and wonderful, powerful things to come. I love y'all. Until next week, take care. Peace. Just a human being, just a human being, yeah. Just a human being, just a human being, yeah.